If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. It is always a thrill and an honor and a pleasure to be able to say good morning, Senator Sherrod Brown of the great state of Ohio. Good morning, Senator.
Hello.
Hello, Senator.
How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm glad to be on. Thank you. Thanks for the work you do.
Oh, thank you. I want to get to the most important topic of the morning. You were pictured at a Cubs-Cleveland Indians game with Senator Tim Kaine, who was on the show yesterday morning. You are both Indians fans. I understand Hillary Clinton is a Cubs fan. Is there a lot of internal dissension going on right now?
I don't know. You should have asked him yesterday. I would assume there is. But I saw Hillary in Kent, where Kent State is this week, earlier this week, and I had my Cleveland Indian sweatshirt on, and she kind of did a double take, and we didn't talk about it much. So anyway,
my
email address, Stephanie, is Damn Yankees. So I'm a longtime Indians fan, and I just this is like the greatest day. And I'm taking my daughters, who are in their 30s, who became fans back the last time Cleveland was good.
Wow.
See winning a World Series.
All right, Senator Sherrod Brown, breaking news on the Stephanie Miller Show. There is internal dissension in the Clinton camp over the Cubs-Indians. Now, Senator, Ohio, obviously, as usual, a very, very important state. But what is the latest polling? Because I know that we're all freaking out, depending on which poll we're looking at, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't look at any one poll, as you know, Stephanie. It's close in Ohio. I think in the end, I'm starting to see a couple of things. I'm in Youngstown today, met with a group of labor activists, and labor this time is doing more and effectively more than they've ever done on the sort of the one-on-one kinds of meetings on construction sites and manufacturing plants and hospitals and schools where, you know, a labor activist will speak to one of their members one-on-one, the people whom they trust the most, not a speech from me or a speech from an international president, Rich Trump, that was out here. But the one I'm starting to see those numbers improve, and I'm starting to see sort of some Bernie bros that were not particularly thrilled about Hillary, that might have had a bit of a fling with Gary Johnson. They're moving towards us in a way that I think significant. And I think Hillary wins Ohio.
And Senator Brown, you, if you don't mind my saying, are a progressive hero. You have a lot of credibility within the progressive community. And the people, you know, the fact that people like you and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are out there so full-throatedly for Secretary Clinton, I think means a great deal.
Well, thank you. I spoke with Bernie on the phone 2 days ago. We were talking about, you know, what happens after the election, to appointments, to make sure that progressives are in the room, and they will be with Hillary. I'm convinced of that. And Bernie and I were just talking about that, and he told me at the end of the call, he said, I'm spending the next week out, you know, in Pennsylvania and places like that, in states that Bernie's voice matters in every state.
Yep.
But we want to send him to those states, particularly where there's a competitive Senate race, and a competitive presidential race. And in states like Pennsylvania and Florida and Ohio and New Hampshire, and Bernie helps. And it's clear that you look at just one example. Barack Obama has appointed as Secretary of Labor Tom Perez. Because of Tom Perez, we have an overtime rule that would never have passed with this Republican Congress, but an overtime rule that will mean 130,000 Ohioans get a raise, that are working 50 hours a week, and their supervisors in fast food restaurants, for instance, they work 50 hours a week, they don't get paid a cent of overtime. They will now, because of the rule of a Democrat appointing a Secretary of Labor who's a good, strong progressive. And Hillary Clinton will do that, I have no doubt, in a lot of these appointments, she's going to appoint progressives.
Well, you know, and Senator Brown, I think that it is so important. First of all, I mean, I really have so appreciated, you know, that Bernie is basically doing a countrywide sweep for Hillary Clinton. But he also made the very good point that you just did, that this is the most progressive platform in our history. We it is so critical that we get not just Hillary in, but you know, Senate and the House, right, to be able to accomplish this.
Yeah, it's a more progressive Democratic Party than it was really in the Clinton years or than it was in the Obama years. And I think Hillary's right there with us, and I think she'll stay with us. And I understand the pressure she's going to be under. Well, we all are. But I understand, we did a round table today with a bunch of labor activists that are mostly full-time workers and part-time union officials at their locals, at their plants, whatever. One of the things that people said is how well Hillary Clinton listens, more than almost any elected official they've ever seen. And she internalizes things, she listens to it, makes her a better elected official, and I think people, like the people in that room, will have some access to her, that in those of us that think the way they do will have that access to her to make sure she understands. I mean, when she does, she's out enough, she understands the pain people have in this country. And I mean, we talk all the time about working class voters, white and black. The media spends most of its time on white working class voters. But, you know, they've not been treated well in the last 30 years by this political economic system. And Hillary intuitively understands that because she listens to people about it. Donald Trump doesn't listen to anybody about anything. We know that. Yeah. He doesn't have any understanding of these issues and what kinds of difficult times workers like this and low-income people and poor people are going through.
Well, that's what I was saying. He doesn't even understand the basics of how our government works. You know, you saw him yesterday say, I'm going to call a special session. We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare immediately, very quickly. You know that he can't accomplish that even with a Republican Senate. It's, you know, immediately, and they have nothing to replace it with, right?
Yeah, and he almost actively refuses to learn this stuff. I mean, he doesn't want, he couldn't talk. We were talking about Trans-Pacific Partnership, and, you know, Hillary's against it. Trump says he's against it. First of all, I've been working against trade agreements, bad ones, since NAFTA, my first year in Congress. I never saw Donald Trump ever utter a word in opposition to these trade agreements now that he says they're the biggest disaster a country ever had. But you know, I don't think he could give you three sentences about what the trade
agreement is. He doesn't know what it is. He didn't know what a Gold Star family was. They had to tell him.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that the other day. I mean, I don't want to laugh about that, but yeah, I mean, this guy, he's never bothered to learn. He wears it as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
He doesn't know any of this stuff, and I don't even understand that, let alone the insults to disabled people and Muslims and Mexicans and women. I mean, forgetting even all that. But in the end, she's going to win because she can be commander-in-chief, and this guy, imagine him representing us in two other countries, and it just turns your stomach.
Senator Brown, I know, you know, across the aisle, there has just been shock and disgust over what Director Comey has done. But, you know, I'm reading one piece right now. Hillary Clinton will probably survive the latest dust-up, blah, blah, blah. But the Democrats' effort to retake Congress may not. The odds of Clinton winning fell from about 91% before the latest FBI to 86%. This is on one of the sites, PredictWise. But the odds of a Democratic sweep of the House and the Senate fell more decisively. Isn't that just infuriating?
I mean, no, it's absolutely infuriating. It's infuriating because of the whole thing with the former congressman. It's infuriating because of what the FBI. I'm not a lawyer, but I know enough to know that the FBI shouldn't play the game. I mean, does that mean he's going to release the information that they're doing an investigation of Donald Trump's connections to the Russians trying to tamper with our elections? I don't know. Is he going to start releasing everything they investigate? I would think not. But
yeah.
It clearly doesn't work for our country. When you're investigating something, you don't broadcast it, especially right before an election. I don't know what Comey was thinking. I don't understand any of this, that it was just such a colossal mistake for our country. And a lot of Republicans are saying the same thing. And I think that's why this has sort of blunted the effect of it, is because Republicans, in particularly some former Bush administration officials, are saying this isn't right. Comey never should have done that. And I mean, I don't ascribe, because Comey's a Republican, that he was doing it to hurt Clinton. I just think he just made a colossal misjudgment, and it's having a bit of an effect. I think by Election Day, its effect will be minimal, but it's unfortunate.
Right. But how do you not? He's on record. I mean, how do you get past that hypocrisy? He's on record as not wanting to release the information about Donald Trump's ties to Russia because it was too close to the election. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She's been subjected.
I wish I understood it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been subjected to so many egregious double standards. I don't even know where to start. But again, Senator, it depends on what poll you're looking at. Obviously, the new ABC Washington Post poll shows her 1 point behind Donald Trump nationally. Trump leads in that poll by 8 points, and the share of voters who are enthusiastic about their choices, they're talking about Democrat enthusiasm dipping. I know the early numbers out of Florida show the opposite. And most of the Democrats I know are even more motivated and enthusiastic because of the unfairness of this FBI thing.
Right. I think that's right, Stephanie. And I think that I don't think the poll captured that. And I mean, you're really sophisticated about this stuff, and you understand that polls are increasingly hard to take because of cell phones, and you can't speed dial. I guess you can't do those kinds of random samples with cell phones as well. You know, all the difficulties of people refusing to talk to pollsters. So polls are kind of all over the place, and I'd rather not hear one, a Washington Post poll that shows Hillary behind, but I don't think by any stretch she's behind. I think that will prove to be an outlier, in the next polls taken over the next 5 days, and most importantly, the poll that really matters, the actual vote on November 8th. So she's going to win, but, you know, it's important that people, even people like me that are confident she's going to win, that she needs to win decisively, because you know Trump's going to say it was rigged. In my state, the Republicans actually run the election system, so I don't know how he's going to accuse them of rigging it, but he will say that, and I want the margin to be decisive enough in the Electoral College, like it was with President Obama in 08, where he won the Electoral College almost exactly 2-1. If it's decisive enough, people will laugh when Trump says it's rigged, and I want people to laugh at this guy after the election, not because I don't like him, and I don't, but just because it will undermine his claims of a rigged election.
Yeah. Are you concerned about reports of, you know, voter suppression and voter intimidation going on in the Trump campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always concerned. I was Secretary of State of Ohio in the 80s, and one of the things we did, it was a different era. We actually got the McDonald's Corporation to print 1 million tray liners when you go through and get your food, a piece of paper on the tray, that were voter registration forms. And we had tens of thousands of people registering that way. That's how we used to do it. And now the voter suppression, clearly, the story in the paper today in the New York Times, that black voting looks to be significantly less, or at least importantly less, I don't know, than it was under Obama. Part of the reason is they are rigging the system. They are squeezing voters. In Ohio, they took away the early voting, some of the early voting that they created 10 years before. So clearly, North Carolina, what they've done with the voting system in Texas, you can get a ballot. You can't get a ballot if you have a University of Texas student ID, but you can get a ballot if you carry, if you have a concealed weapon permit. I mean, clearly they're monkeying with the voting rights. And it will mean that Hillary wins by a little less because they're doing it. She's still going to win.
Yep.
We've got to make sure she wins.
Senator, I just hope people will remember this is not hyperbole this time. This is the most important election in our lifetime, and people died for your right to vote. Do not let them take your right to vote away. It is just so crazy. We're at a critical tipping point in our history, don't you think?
Exactly right. Absolutely. And you always hear it's the most important election. What I'd say to that is it's important that we win decisively. So that he can't continue to spew the same kind of hate, vitriolic hate language that he uses.
Yeah.
I did a roundtable in Cincinnati yesterday with about 25 Muslim Americans in the Cincinnati area. And, you know, they have a lot of concern, not just about Trump, but about the hate and kind of spun up on, in our society. And, you know, they notice the difference on one of their kids in school is called T1 and T2 by the others in the class, Terrorist 1 and Terrorist 2.
Nice.
The kid, these are some like 7th and 8th graders. I mean, and this stuff wasn't happening to the same degree before Trump. So
that's right.
It's really important. Beating Trump decisively is really, really important.
And if you want a Senate whose agenda is run by Senator Sherrod Brown and Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren, get Hillary Clinton a Senate she can work with. You are the first person that's ever called me sophisticated, so I love you even more. I am a Libra. I'm not going to take a position on Indians versus Cubs, but I am in favor of you.
Well, maybe you aren't as sophisticated as I'd like. You know, Ohio is a swing state, and Illinois is already in the bag. So,
all right.
For that reason alone, you should be for the Indians.
I'm easily manipulated. Go Indians. Thank you.
Definitely, we'll do it again.
Thanks, Senator Brown. There he goes. All right, Sherrod Brown. He's
awesome.
He's one of the great ones.